Okay, so we're starting now. Perek Dalet. We'll see the Rambam first. Perek Dalet, page Tesvav in the Maimarim volume. I'm going to have this volume of Masada of Cook's Hakdomas LePerek HaMishnah with me over here too. Sometimes the gears is different, a little bit better. Hamaisim HaToivim. We're into good. You have to turn to the Rambam. You're in the Gemara. The Maisim Toivim. Hey, my Maisim Ashovim, Hamemutzaim, Ben Shtek Tzavot, Shashtein Ra. They are the Maisim that are, I guess literally translated equal. We'll see what he means over here. He defines it himself. That are situated exactly in the middle, ben shtei ktzavot shestein ra, between the two extremities that are both bad. In other words, both extremes are bad. Achas mehen, one extreme is tosefes, is too much of. V'sheni chisaron, and the second one is the deficiency of, lack of. Milas hamidos hein. Tchunos nafshios v'kinyanim mutzaim ben shtei tchunos rois. So the milos, right, the good midas, so to say, the high level of a person's midas, are character traits and kinyanim, right, that a person worked on, that are situated in between two bad character traits or tendencies. Achas mehen yaseir v'achas chaseir. One being extra, one being the lack thereof. Minatchunas ha'elu yischaivu ha'pu'ulois ha'hen. From these tchunos of the person, so those actions will be, will have to happen. Right? If you have, your actions are results of the tchunos. Okay. So if the midas, then the milas hamidas is the midway between the two extremities of midas, meaning midas, too much of a midah or too little of a midah. So if you have that middle ground tchuna, then it's going to cause that the pu'ulos that come out of them will also be midway, which is healthy. A mashal, balanced. A mashal b'zeh. He gives a mashal. Hazihirus. Okay, Zihirus. Shehi. Mida mimutzas. It's the middle mida. Bein roiv hataiva. Ubein heide hergeshano. It's midway between having a tremendous amount of taiva and between lacking any feeling of hana. Hazihirus, he mipulois hatoivois. The zihirus is from the good pulois, from the good actions. Utchunas hanefesh, hasher tischayv mimen hazihirus, and the tchuna, the character of the nefesh, that necessitates or brings from it the zihirus, he milas hamidus. That's the good level of the midah, right? The mila of the midas. He's just showing you again. He's keeping into our attention that there's actions, and then there's the tchunas hanefesh that brings that action. So the zehirus is zehirus is not a midah. That's really what he's saying over here. It's not a midah of its own. It's an action. What you're doing with your midas, and it's coming from having a mila of the midas, having the proper midpoint between the two extreme midas of Rav HaTaiva, or lacking any kind of feeling of Hana. Okay, so the midas itself is like the Taiva is a midah, and the Heder Hegesh Hana is the midah. The Zihirus, which is that midah in between, he says is Mipu'ulis HaTaivais, it's like that's the actual action, and the Tchuna Nefesh that brings it is the Milas HaMidas. Avo roiv taiva, But the multitude of taiva, having much taiva, hu akatze arishon, that's the first extremity, veheder hegesh hano legamru akatze acharon, and lacking any hano, that is the last katze. It's interesting, I don't know why he says that one is before the other, but maybe it's because the teva is that people have rev taiva, and the opposite extreme is something that a person would work to, and it's wrong to do it, but to get himself to that point where he feels no hana whatsoever. I'm just, you know, maybe that's the reason for why he lists one as Rishon and the other Achrein. Shneim ragamur, but bottom line is that they're both completely bad. Yeah? A person might have a tendency to look at the person who is deadened from hana, may look at that as better than the guy who was the massive Baal Taiva. The Rambam says Shneim ragamur, they're both completely bad. Ushtei tchunis hanefesh, and the two tchunis hanefesh, Hashem made Yischayev roiv taiva via tchuna yisera, veheider haargosha via tchuna chasera, shtein yachad pchisuyos mipchisuyos hamidos. The two tchunis hanefesh that obligate these things, meaning the roiv taiva, which is the tchuna yisera, the excessive tchuna, and the lack of feeling, which is the tchuna of lacking tchuna, the lacking character trait. Shtei and yachad, they're both pchisius, like lowliness, from the lowliness of the midas. They both look down on both of them. V'cheina nedivus. So too, when it comes to the mida of nedivus, right, which is a person that's, I don't know how to translate that one word into English. Generosity, okay, yeah, generosity, fine. Mimutzas bein akilus v'apizur. It's midway between the stinginess and the like carelessly throwing out your money, just careless spending or giving. Vagvura mimutzas bina mesira lesakonos ubein rechalevov, and gvura, right, which is the like might, is midway between giving oneself over to sakonos, right, which is ridiculous, right? Somebody who takes risks on his life, that's not gvura, it's the stupidity. Ubein rechalevov, and between somebody who's very, very scared of everything. So gvura is that midpoint between careless recklessness, so to say, and very fearful person, or weak-hearted. Vasilsul, silsul memutza ben ha'itnas'ut uben hanivala. Peirush silsul, he explains what is the peirush of silsul. Somebody who's like receives properly, and he's not mitnabel in anything. But itnasut is that he's more than just respectable. He acts, you know, higher and greater than he's acting with gaiva. With gaiva, he should get a lot of cover. Vanavola. And the nevola, disgrace, yidua, is known. Vishiyasa adam ma'asim bilti agudim sheish ben pchisus harbi v'cherpa. The nevola, right, is a person does inappropriate ma'asim, inappropriate actions, that have a lot of lowliness and shame to them. So the silsul is the guy who's properly balanced between, not he's not overly haughty, and he doesn't act like a lowlife. He's in the middle. It's called silsul. The nachas. Mimutzas bin akitrug vakantranut. Nachas is like the easy goingness of a person klape other people. And it's situated between the kitrug and the kantranus, And the people that are out to get people, prosecute and bother people, badger people. Ubein rakuta teva, and between the soft nature. Right? Somebody who's very, what we would call adin. Right? Very, very gentle, to the point that he, like, you know, he's almost falling over. That's also bad. That's also bad. It's got to be in between. Uma shekorin belaz. Here he writes Aim Vlad. Over here he writes Molada. In the Mosar of Kuk one. That's what we call. It's a Spanish, old Spanish word. Okay, no. Vahu it is Misha hu belay dibur u belay maise lechvedus tiva vikar mizgoy. It's somebody who doesn't have, or without dibur, without speech, and without maise, because he's so heavy natured or cold tempered. In other words, he's adish. He's adish, and he's like just doesn't care about anything. Just and v'ukeneged akitrug sheyavo mechidu tivoy v'choim mizgoy. And that's opposite the kitrug, which comes from sharpness of teva and hot temperament. So those are the two extremes. You have this thing called molada, which is the rakuta teva, the soft nature, very, very gentle, but it's coming from basically like comatose. and then you have the guy who's hot tempered, and he's always out to shtach people, to bother people, to be makach against people. V'hanova, then you have anova, which we translate always as humility. V'mutzas ben hagayva u'ben shiflus haruach. Is that the lashon over here in this one also? Yeah, between the haughtiness and between lowliness of spirit. Right. So obviously, it's not talking about, I guess, the shiflus haruach that was in this week's Pirkei Avos. Have a ma'od ma'od shfal ruach. Yes, this is the he's talking about the non-kosher shiflus haruach. It is too much. Interesting. I have actually underlined over here that that's what he's saying. No, the Rama. The Rama is saying anova. Rama is giving us a list of midas, of the extremities with the middle midah, right? Normally the middle midah, that's what the Rambam is saying over here, is the one that's appropriate, the one that's the right one to do. But here they bring down in Hilchas Deis, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says about Anova that it's also to be noig the midah beinonis. It's Loshen She'ein Derech HaToy V'Shiyah Odom Onov Bilvad. It's not enough to be just an Onov, which is the midah Hamutzas, the way the Rambam writes over here. Ela yisrachek min hakotze el hakotze. Gebn yisrachek completely to the other extreme. Ulefichach tzivu hachachamim ma'od ma'od havei shval ruach. In other words, this is an extraordinary midah, not like other midahs, where we do not want to have the mid-ground midah. Chazal shevei shval ruach, ma'od ma'od shval ruach. So tak it's, he deals with here in the Aura.
He's listening, the ones that I know. Negatives, no?
Here he's just.
We're both ends are very bad.
Yeah, but over here he's.
That
list. Yeah, and the Kanami, that's just because of what I told you before. The whole thing is just a translation from Aristotle. And Stoma Aristotle didn't have that understanding. Yeah. Here, listen, now that we read some of this, you know, I'll read you the way in the Aristotle over here, it says in the Nicomachean Ethics. I'm not going to start from the beginning, but with regard to feeling of fear and confidence, courage is the mean. And that's gvura, right? Rechaleva, right? Of the people who exceed, he who exceeds, right? Too much. Yisera. He who exceeds in fearlessness has no name, while the man who exceeds in confidence is rash, and he who exceeds in fear and falls short in confidence is a coward. With regard to pleasures and pains, not all of them are, we haven't gotten to that, right? Yeah, we haven't gotten to that. Here, afterwards, with regard to giving and taking the money, the mean is liberality, the excess and defect, prodigality and meanness. And these actions, right? I guess it's all like, with regard to honor and dishonor, the mean is proper pride. The excess is known as a sort of empty vanity, and the deficiency is undue humility. Undue humility. Right? It's a shifta sarua. As we said, liberality was related to magnificence. We'll see more in the Rambam for us anyway. But so lechayrits, this is just, I guess, like coming still from Aristotle, but how to actually live legabi that nova that that you have hilchas deis for. Fine, vaistepkut, right? The making do, right? Just living on a basic level. Mimutzas is in between point, bein avas hamamon uvein ha'atzlus, between loving money and between between laziness. Yeah, there are people that it's interesting, two extremities that he's listing over here, right? It's not that you wouldn't necessarily pit these two things up as two opposites, loving money and laziness. Because a lot of times the guy is very active and is working his head off, not necessarily coming from the fact that he's such a an active guy. It's just that he loves money so much that's pushing him, that's driving him to overcome his natural tendency maybe to sit and watch TV, you know, vegetate. That's what Yeshua Hela talks about. That's his whole mahalach, is you have to like pit up one Yetzirah versus the other. So he says to fight the Mechavos Yetzirah is to take a different Yetzirah that you have and put it up against the other Yetzirah. So, V'tuv lev, and goodness of heart, Memutze bein anevola v'yisrein tuv aleva, is situated in between, exactly in between, the nevola, which is like disgusting, despicable. In other words, what he means over here is that he's got a bad heart. He's cruel. The yisrein tuv alevav, or he has a too much of a good heart. And here he writes, this is the sentence that we saw before. Umepnei she'ein lemidas elu shem yadua, since these midas don't have a recognized name, right? That was what straight out of Aristotle. In our lashon. So therefore you need to explain their inyanim, mamasha roitzim by a philosophim, and what the philosophers want. Lev toiv kairim, lev toiv they call misha kol kavanos lehetav lebnei adam begufay v'atzosay v'moyna b'chol yichoytoy, somebody whose whole intention is to help out people in his body and with his body, with his counsel, with his money as much as he can. Bilti shisigeo nezik b'dizayin, without him getting damaged or bizarred, and that's the middle ground. In other words, he's not helping person to the point that he's going to suffer from it. He's helping as much as like he can without him having his own damage or bizarre. The novel, and the novel effect says the opposite is, he's the guy that doesn't want to help anyone ever, even if he has no chisaron from this, he's got no tircha and no damage, he still doesn't want to help anyone. That's the last extreme, the second extreme. The yisran tuva levav, and the excess excessively good heart. Who shayes the dvar min yizkar in belev toiv? He's the guy that does things that are mentioned in lev toiv. Even if he's going to have big damages because of that, or bizarre, or shame, or embarrassment, or he's going to have to be terech, a tremendous amount of tircha and a great loss. That's the first katzeh. Yeah, so this was so he was coming to define just the nevala and yisrin tuva leva, because these midas don't have name, so he had to go more into more at length to explain what they are. Vasavlanut, what we would call patience. Memutze bein akas v'heider agashas cherpa v'avuz. So it's more than, it's different, a little bit different than patience. Here, it's the midpoint between anger and the lack of feeling shame and embarrassment. There are people that don't feel any shame and embarrassment because they're like in another world. They're like detached from the Metzius, right? And then there's the guy who feels things so hard he's always getting angry. And the Savlonos is the midpoint between those.
Rosh Hashanah.
Huh? Rosh
Hashanah.
Yeah. Ubeishes panim, embarrassment or shame, emutze bin azus vabeishanos, is the midpoint between chutzpah and embarrassment. Ubeishes panim is like a healthy state. He gets shamed, I think, but he's not overly embarrassed. Perish nearly midivrei Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha. The Rambam says it seems. So here they say that this is. You have this over here. No, I was reading from the. You have this perish. So here they put it in parentheses, and the Ha'aras down here, it says that this is the words of the Matik from Ibn Tibbon, and he's explaining his translation here of the havchana between Baishas Panim and Baishan al pi Chazal. So he says this is not actually the Rambam himself. Okay, this is the translator, Ibn Tibbon. Peirush nearly midiv Rabbi Sina zichrono livracha shabaishan hu etzlam, the baishan by them is mishiyesh la roiv baishas, somebody who has a lot of embarrassment. Ubaishas Panim hi amemutza. And the Baishas Panim is like the good state in the middle, Mimamorim. How do I learn that? From the Maimon Chazal and Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, Loi Habayishon Lameid. Well, Loi Amru Ein Baishas Panim Lamad Lameid. They didn't say that the one who has Baishas Panim is not. But Amru Baishas Panim Lagan Eden. Adarabim Perek Hey Mishnah Chaf and Avos. You see that they said Baishas Panim gets Gan Eden. So you see that Baishas Panim is a good trait, whereas Baishon is not. A Baishan doesn't learn. They didn't say a Baishan goes to Gan Eden. So Ibn Tibbon says, therefore I translated it into Hebrew in this oifen of Baishan and Baishas Panim, because the Rambam wrote it in Aramaic and he's translating it into Hebrew. So this is why he took this translation from Chazal. So too with other midas, that they'll need at least some kind of names, right, that will agree upon that their inyanim should be understandable. There's always going to be these two extremities and the midpoint, which is good. And many times people will make a mistake with these actions. They'll think one of the extremes is good and a milo from the milo sanefesh. Sometimes they'll think that the first extreme is good. Like they look, wow, that guy's got guts. He's mamish. He's a brave character, right? Because he does life-threatening things, which is ridiculous. These guys that are giving they call these foolhardy people who give themselves over to danger, they call them gibayrim, courageous. But they're not courageous, they're foolish. When they see someone who has the tachlis of this midah, he gives himself over to dangers and he gives himself over to Misa purposely, upami notza b'mikre, and sometimes he happens to get away, he happens to get like without a scratch, so to say. Yachshivu b'zev yarmulav shu gibor. They'll think about him, oh, this guy's a real gibor. Upami yachshava kotza achron shu type. Other times people may think that the other extreme is good. V'yarmulav p'chusa nefesh, and they'll say on the guy who's a p'chusa nefesh, like a low nefesh, who's savlan. Oh, that guy's a savlan. Not pshat, he's a savlan. He's just like he's deadened. He's got like no life to him. That's not a good thing. Otzer shu samech bechelko. On the ladies, the guy they'll say, oh, he's a samech bechelko. Imamish, he doesn't. He just, you know, he works the basic. Even the basic, he doesn't work. It's nothing to do with him being a samech bechelko. He's pashut lazy. Val nedar hergish anois lavi tivoy. The guy lacking any feelings of anah. They'll consider, right, because he's so thick-natured. Shunizar, they'll call him that. Oh, this guy's is careful. Call him irechet. He's a irechet. He doesn't want to partake in any. Balzeh min min atoyis yachshu gam kin apizur v'yisrin teiva lev min apulas ateiva. Same way, people in this way will make a mistake that the guy who throws out money all the time is giving money out all the time. You know, or a guy who's overly good-hearted, they'll consider those things from the pool of sataivas. They'll consider those good actions. Vizakuloito, says the Rambam. It's a complete mistake. Va'omnam yishubach be'emes hamamutza. What's really praiseworthy is the mid-ground. Ve'elav tzarech la'adam shi'chaven, and it's to that mid-ground, the midpoint, that the person has to direct his avodah. The yishkal pu'ulos of kulam tamid ashi yitzmatzu, and he should weigh his pu'ulos, his actions all the time, until he gets that to that middle. Okay, we'll stop over here now with the Rambam. Now we'll look over to the declamation.
One line into the other paragraph.
Right? Yeah. It's funny because I was going to do that anyway, and now he actually breaks it up the way I felt. It doesn't make sense to start the next. It's a shtickle mistake. Perek Dalet, Refuas Chalei HaNefesh. This is the healing. We're starting here with healing the Chalei HaNefesh. Pay test. HaRambam Goyzer V'Oimer. The Rambam, so to say, decrees. He lays forth and says, Ki kol kitzoniyut, all extremism, ben yesera ben chasera, whether it's too much or too or lacking, shtei en ra, they're both bad. Umechayvos pu'ulos shel ra, and those midos then are mechayev, they obligate that pu'ulos of ra will come out of this person. And if he has any of these midos in extreme, so there will also be pu'ulos shel ra. The Indian is Shayisoida Yoise Bori Huayosha. The healthiest foundation is straightness. La Yoshu Zeshu Yosheba Koil. And straightness is the one who is straight in everything. Eino Mesabev Shumdover Bilti Hagun. He doesn't bring along anything, he doesn't do anything inappropriate. But he also is not mevater on any small or big thing. All that comes out and flows out from him is also straightness of truth and tzedek, righteousness, justice. How do you say tzedek? Could be justice, yeah. Ve'einu mevi shum shlila koldu, and it doesn't bring anything negative to it. Mishpate Hashem emes tzodku yachtov. Loikhein advarim. It's not so of the things sheboi maledei havanosi shel odom. This is not true of things that come through the understanding of the person. Mechuyiv shiyabem stiru shlila. It's mechuyiv. The stam avon of a person, it's mechuyiv that there's going to be contradiction and therefore negativity, something negative. It'll never work. They're never going to work together, all the different midas. Seeing a very, very chashuv introduction over here. if you take, for example, I mean, that's basically what he's saying, the ethics in the world, right? The stam havana of people. So you always get, in when you have ethical discussions, so you always get into an issue of which ethic overrides. When you have two ethical issues that are standing in opposition to each other, which one of them overrides? So if you want to say, let's say we're discussing abortion, right? So let's say the kid they see is gonna suffer. So there's an ethical issue. You don't want to bring a kid that's suffering. Maybe the parents will suffer also. But then there's the ethical issue. Well, how could you take a life? So if you're dealing with the, right, this, in other words, you have two ethical standpoints that are going against each other. I mean, it's just one example. You know, that happens all the time. But hashkafa that's built on the understanding of people stam kacha don't work together. There's always going to be contradictions and things pitted up against each other, and before you end up having all these political wars based on these different ethical standpoints, and each one screaming that the other one is unethical. And the truth of the matter is that usually, as more normal countries of the world, they're both sides are actually expressing something ethical. But in the overall picture, the question is which one is more ethical, which one is going wrong which. So that's what we have the Torah for. The Torah gives us that perfect balance. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzodku yachdov. It works together. They work together. You have the giving, so to say, and the holding back. You know, sometimes like Torah tells us, for example, not to be merachem on the cruel person. Not to be merachem lachzar. Tells us exactly when we give, when we do, when we don't do, and it all works perfectly, and we get like a perfect emes. But you could only get that through the Torah. Havana sa'adam, it's not going to be like that. But again, the yisayid hadvarim, this is the main point over here, is yisayid hadvarim is that midpoint, and that's what the Torah gives us, that midpoint. So it's funny, on the introduction I gave you, that this paragraph is coming from Aristotle. Right, that's a funny thing, but the Ishmael is binding bezet. Nevertheless, this is again this is the ikar, this is the yisoid that the Rambam is showing us, that any extremism is very bad and is going to cause a person to do bad. Which is an amazing thing. A person that's overly giving, bad. That's a good example, right? He's going to give to the Risharim also. He's going to give to the people that are mazik also. It's like he's so giving, so he's going to give his 13-year-old son a car. Going to buy him a car. Yeah. It's so giving, it'll kill people. It's also bad. Kine ikra osoin shel adam v'ito kol havaya. Because the ikra tragedy of man, and with it the whole universe existence, yargasha nifredet, is the feeling that hagasha nifredet, kshena margishim et ha'itachdut haklala, the separated feeling, when they don't feel the universal unity, and the unity with Hashem, with God, ubiichud Yisrael am kedoshah, specifically Klal Yisrael, His holy nation, shein be'emes chelik Hashem am lo Yaakov chevel nachlosu, who are be'emes mamr chelik of Hashem. Im lo yisyachdu ba'yichud agomor, if they are not misyached with the complete yichud, lolim heima yoyser mikol ha'adam shal pnei ha'adama, that they're more nech, they're worse off than any other person shal pnei ha'adama, because they have more of a need for the yichud, because that's the etzem ahus, is chelik Hashem amoy. So when they're splintered and separated, they're worse off than any other nation. Right, he's obviously going somewhere with this by now. It's late. Maybe we'll start from the beginning of this next time. I just start off, since I just want to end off with one thing to be mechaber the shikol to inyana diyom lag ba'omer coming up. So the way. The way that Rav Shimon Yochai starts off the famous Idra Rabba, he says, "Amar Rav Shimon Chavrayo." Shimon said to the Chavayim, "Ad emas nesiv b'kiyam adachad samcha." Until when will we sit? Meaning, will we be? Will we sit with the kiyam of one pillar, and the explanation of that is a pivotal point of specifically the Teres Arizal, which is that you have the Mishnah, it's right, Al Shlosh Dvar Ma'olam Oymed, is that in the matzav of Golos, in the matzav of chaos, so to say, the problem is that you're sitting, you're existing on one pillar. And that, what happens if you try to sit on a chair or with one leg? Right, if the leg is in the middle, it's wobbly, and it basically it falls all over all the time. And the way to get to make something steady is by giving it three legs. That brings steadiness to it. That's a shleisha amudim. That's in the Kaloshna Kabbalah, yamin smol ve'emtza, right, left, and midpoint. And that's where Rabbi Yakamesh is coming to over here. The Rambam's list over here, right, is two extremes with the midpoint. That's the balance. The Rambam's telling us to go with the midpoint, but he's explaining that the vart in the midpoint is that it brings the balance between these two extremities, so you know when to apply what. You know when to apply what. You know when to give or not to give. You know when to have ano, you know when to not have ano. Okay? So when you live with that balance, that's the yosher of the person. That's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the person, the yosher, the straightness, the whole point of the Torah, the whole point of Kabbalah is to get to that balance. That's what's in the Lashon HaKabbalah is called Soid HaMitkala, the secret of the balance, Mishkal, like a scale. Right? As they can tip the scale this way, that way, the idea is to get it exactly balanced and even. And that's the yesod of the whole Bria, that's the yesod of everything we're aiming for, to get back. And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is calling out when he starts off the Idra Rabba. He's saying, when are we going to get back to that healthy matzav where we're not just on one foot, but where we're balanced with three kavim of yamin, smol, v'emtza, chesed, din, v'rachamim, and then therefore we know how to apply what. And that's the biggest say, because until a person learns that, how to apply what under which circumstance, that's where our problems, until then that's when we are in a problem. Usually people want to do what's good or whatever, but everything derails us. But if you know when to apply what, you have a michlol, you have a full spectrum of capabilities that you have developed within you, so that you can apply them appropriately in the different situations. And that keeps the person standing, the kium of tlas slamchin, three amudim. Okay, Maz Hashem, that's the beginning of the refuah, to know that the yisayid abori is yosher, straightness. Sweetness.
Yisrael,
right? Yosher. Also, Alakim has a boss on us, Yosher already made the person Yosher.